It's Wednesday, October 4th. This is KFM News. I'm Andrew White. First, a note to Sudbury students and parents headed out the door this morning. A shortage of bus drivers as a part of the consortium has been alleviated.
While they have not said specifically how, they said there will no longer be a 45-minute delay in dropping off and picking up every day. Two people in North Bay are facing drug trafficking charges after being pulled over in Fergus. An 18-year-old and another youth who has not been identified are facing counts of possession after a small amount of marijuana was found in the vehicle. Out of Sault Ste. Marie, the Algoma University Board of Governors says they're pleased to announce this week that Asmia Vesna has assumed the role of president and vice chancellor at Algoma University. Vesna is well known in the community and has also done work as the superintendent of education with the Timmins and Algoma District School Boards. One group in Timmins says they're continuing to improve the lives of community members across the region. United Way Centra Aid Northeast Ontario has launched their annual campaign. The campaign begins this week and aims to help 350 residents in the region without necessarily focusing on financial goals. The Sudbury OPP have confirmed that an 81-year-old woman has died as a result of injuries sustained in a motor vehicle collision. Emergency personnel says it all began when a Toyota Corolla pulled onto the highway from a private driveway. The vehicle was then struck by an eastbound GMC cutaway van. The driver of the Corolla was the 81-year-old from Wanapate. She has succumbed to injuries. No charges will be laid. A truck driver involved in a rollover on Municipal Road 80 has died. A 23-year-old Sudbury man was taken to hospital following a crash, but has since succumbed to injuries. The incident happened just before the lunch hour on Monday. Police, fire, and ambulance all responded. Meanwhile, another collision at the intersection of Algonquin and Lansdowne Avenues in North Bay has added pressure on City Council to take a look at both crosswalks and speed limits. They were told this week that traffic safety should be a priority and that speed limits in the area should be reduced from 50 kilometers an hour down to 40. A water main break shut down Queen Street East yesterday in Sault Ste. Marie. Drivers were forced into a detour while repairs were complete. The city thanks everyone for their understanding and cooperation. Sudbury City Council met behind closed doors for 3 hours on Tuesday. This was all to discuss personal and labor relations issues in regards to the termination of volunteer firefighters. According to the group's union, 8 members were disciplined and 3 were terminated for speaking out against what they called a contemptuous fire optimization plan. A heads up is being given to drivers in North Bay this week, especially those who regular the intersection of Main Street West and Castle Street. The city says an always stop is being installed. This is all part of a larger authorization put in by City Council in the summer. The new signs are being put up tomorrow. Meanwhile, a somewhat mystery power outage has been resolved in Sault Ste. Marie. The power was out for roughly 2 hours yesterday afternoon, affecting more than 1,100 customers. While the reason for the outage has not been explained, the city says that those still without power should call 759-6555. A man originally said to be from Timmins has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in a BC Supreme Court. The 29-year-old is accused of killing Vicky Heppner. On March 29th of 2016, Heppner does have ties to Sudbury.